As a Muslim, for the first time, I am afraid.
Commentator and journalist Askia Muhammad.
When I saw Attorney General John Ashcroft announce the indictment of Attorney Lynn Stewart, a chill ran down my spine. The government charged this lawyer, representing a blind 60-something-year-old diabetic cleric who's been in jail for more than 7 years and who doesn't even speak English, with conspiring to smuggle terrorist messages out of prison to his followers in Egypt. I'm afraid that all the Muslims I know, who never met a conspiracy theory they didn't like, may be right about America's intentions towards the larger Muslim world. You'd better memorize all your Islamic lessons, they warn, because one day the government will raid the homes of the Muslims and confiscate all our literature. Homeland this, war against terrorism that. It's as though Muslims in America are already living under martial law, except dusk-to-dawn curfews haven't yet been imposed. First, thousands of Arabs and others who came here from predominantly Muslim countries were secretly rounded up and detained without charges for questioning or as material witnesses concerning the September 11th terrorist attacks. Secret charges, secret proceedings continue, involving mostly Muslims. In some cases, neither defendants nor their attorneys are permitted to even know the evidence nor the witnesses against them. So much for the Sixth Amendment. Then came the so-called Patriot Act, giving the Attorney General broad new powers. Then came the announcement by the Attorney General that heretofore privileged conversations between these national security detainees and their attorneys would be monitored. So much for the Fifth Amendment. Ironically, the crimes allegedly committed by Stewart and three others, along with Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman, are said to have taken place 2 years ago. That's even before the latest draconian measures were enacted. The Sheikh is one of a dozen or so inmates whose conversations have always been monitored. What's more, the government has not even alleged that the Sheikh's followers have committed any terrorist act based on the instructions that Stewart supposedly smuggled out of the jail. But I digress. The scope of these measures literally takes my breath away. This whole post-9-1-1 guilt by association, penalty before trial mentality is equal to or maybe greater than previous erosions of civil liberties in times of crisis. 15 years ago, in a speech at the law school at Hebrew University in Jerusalem, the late Supreme Court Justice William Brennan spoke about, quote, the shabby treatment civil liberties have received in the United States during times of war and perceived threats to its national security. The Alien and Sedition Acts of 1798, President Abraham Lincoln's suspension of the constitutional guarantee of habeas corpus, which resulted in the detention of 13,000 during the Civil War, the Espionage Act prosecutions of Americans who opposed World War I, the internment of 110,000 Japanese during World War II, and the Cold War Communist Scare. I'm not a nutty conspiracy theorist, but all these legal maneuvers and the prosecution of Lynn Stewart and others who were rendering legal assistance to Sheikh Omar remind me of an African proverb. In the court of birds, the bug never wins his case.
Askia Muhammad covers the White House for the newspaper The Final Call.